Just to get into the sugyim, let's just go back to Daf Tesam at Beis a little till we get to Daf Yud again. Omar Rabba Bar Avuna Nira mi bachutz v'shava mi befnim. If the lechi is nira mi bachutz v'shava mi befnim, nidein mishim lechi. It has a teiras lechi. Omar Rabbe umesvina nashmaiten. And this dictator that I had said that nira mi bachutz v'shava mi befnim, even though the lechi is not nira mi befnim from the bnei amovi, but since it's nira mi bachutz, it has a teiras lechi. So I have a kasha. It says, Chotzak Tano, Shenifritzo le Gdoilo. Gdoilo muteretz. Gdoilo is muter, because the Gdoilo has gifufim on each side. So memele, so the pirza of the Ktano that goes into the Gdoilo is a teres pesach for the Gdoilo. Ktana asura, ineshi kepisra shal Gdoilo. The Pirtze has a Teiras Pesach for the Gdoile, because the Gdoile is Gefufim. And the Ktane, that's Nichnas Le Gdoile, the Ktane doesn't have any Gefufim whatsoever. So Memele, so therefore, the Ktane, it has a Teiras Pirtze, and since it has a Teiras Pirtze, so Memele, the Ktane is also. Bim Isa, if you will say, if we will assume, but let's look at the picture again, the number 69. So memela, the ktane does not have, the ktane has a pirtze, it's parut b'miluay to the gdoila, and the gdoila has gifufim on each side. So Rabbi Barav, Hune asked on himself, Vim Isa, if we will say that Alechi min atzad has a nirmi bachutz, even though it's shava mi bifnim, those who are standing outside, they see the two lechayayim of the ktane. They see the tzidei haktane. The misak, if we will say, the way I said, that nira mi bachutz is also sufficient, ktane nami tishtere, menira benira mi bachutz, v'shava mi bifnim. So memela, why is the ktane also? That was Rabbi Bar Avuna's kash on himself. Omar Rab Zeire, so Rab Zeire said, Nichnosim Koislei Ktana Ligdoila. It is speaking about, let us see, picture 114 on page 19, Nichnosim Koislei Ktana Ligdoila, that the Koisolim are not flush to the Gifufim of the Ktana. The Koisolim jut into the Gidoila. So Memele, so the Gifufim that are behind the Kaisel of the Ktane are not considered a Hemshech of the Ktane. So Memela, we can't use them as Lechayayim of the Ktane. So therefore, the Ktane does not have, it's not, they don't have Lechayayim that are Nirimi Bachutz. You're not Mekasha, that what it says in Ois Gimel, to the Kaisel that's Ois Dalet. That's the Teretz. That was Abzeret. That's Nechnosim Koisle Ktano Ligdoiro. So the Gemara Estakashe, the Lema Lovud, let us say Lovud Vetishteri. Let us see picture 117. The Lema Lovud Vetishteri. So the Gemara had a Havamine. The Gemara will remain like that, that the Chotze Gdoilo is not too much wider than the Ktano. So Memele, so let us say Lovud, where the end of the Kaisle Ktana end, even though it's Nichnas in the Gdoila, let us say Lovud to the two Tzidei Kaisle HaGdoila. And so now it's Vaite Nire Bebefnim. It's Nire Bebachutz. Shava Bebefnim and Nire Bebachutz. So it also should help. If we'll say Lovud, it should help, because it's now it's Nire Bebachutz. Nire Bebachutz and Shava Bebefnim. You'll tell me that the Koislei HaGdoila are very much rochik from the Koislei HaKtana. It's more than, it's at least three tvachim away, or more than three tvachim. Vatoni ravade baravimi, kamid rabchanine barpapi, ktana be'eser, that the cholol of the ktana is 10 amis, gdoila ba'achas esrei, and the cholol of the gdoila is 11 amis. So since the cholol is 11 amis, So be'etzim 11, so it's one amma more than the ketane. If it's one amma more than the ketane, so we'll put three tvachim on each side, and we'll take up the space of the kaislei haketane, so we have a little less than three tvachim on each side. So memela, you have love. We know now the dimensions of the gedola. The gedola is only three tvachim on each side larger than the cholol of the ketane. And the kaislei haketane also take up space. So it's pachas megimel. So let us say love. Omar Ravine b'muflogim mikaisel ze b'shnayim mikaisel ze b'dalet. So he said, let us look at picture 118, that is speaking about that the chotze ketana is not symmetrical to the chotze gedoyla. It's a little lopsided. On one side there are two tvachim. We need six tvachim over here. So on one side there are two tvachim from the kaislei haketana to the kaislei hagdoyla, and there you could say lovut, and there it's like a nira mibachshava mibifnei v'nira mibachutz. But on the other side, we have this four tvachim less, and so it's a little less than four tvachim, so you can't say lovut. So since you can't say lovut, so you only have gifufim, you only have a lechi on one side. Since you only have a lechi on one side, so that's why it's no good. Frag the Gemara. But Amar Rabbeinu b'muflogim mikaisel ze b'shnayim, that from one side it is rochik from the kaisel hagdoyla to tvachim, and mikaisel ze b'dalet. Frag the Gemara, good, aber v'leime lovod meruach achas v'tishteri. So let us say lovod from one roch, so we have one lechi, so let this lechi be mater de chotzer, haktane, to give it a teres pesach, and the mail it should be mutter. And for the Gemara, Rebbe. Now this Bereis is going according to Rebbe. The Oma Bo'inon Shnei Pasim. Rebbe holds that you need two Pasim to be Mater Achotzer. You cannot be Mater Achotzer with one Pas, with one Lechi. You need two. So Memela, so it's very good. So now we said a very good Teretz. That was Ravina's Oftu. Since it's Muflogim, Mikoisel Zebedalit, so you only have one lechi. The other lechi is not nira mibachutz because you don't have another lechi. You only have one lechi. Nevarais is going according to Rebbe that you need two pasim. So memele, therefore, since we don't have two pasim, that is why it is awesome. So now, l'cheira, everything is taken care of. The sanya, we learned in Abarais, chotzel niteres bepasachot. Rebbe Yoimer b'shnei pasim, and that is picture 119, that a chotzer needs two pasim in order to be matarit. So memele, that's shitas Rebbe, and this parais is also going according to Rebbe. Frag the Gemara, this is more or less we went to yesterday. Frag the Gemara, haimai. This is not a good teretz. I amrit b'shloimer, if you will assume that nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim eina nidim mishum lechi. If you'll say, not the way Rabba Barafu, you'll say nira mi bachutz v'shava bifnim eina nidim mishum lechi, it doesn't have a teres lechi. V'rebi sova lo ki Rabbi Yoisi, and Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yoisi. And we will say Rab Zeir is teret, that it's speaking about that the ketane, kaisle ketane, nechnosim l'gdoyle. And Ravin is teret that say that it is not symmetrical. And he says there's two tvachim on one side and four tvachim on the other side. If we will not accept Rab Zeir is teret and Ravin is teret, Mishum Hochi, we will say that Rabbi is wrong. We will say that the Bereis is speaking about a normal case of a chotzer ketana shenifretz l'gdoyla on page 69. If we will say like that, we won't say these ukimtes. Mishum hochi ketani be'eser u'gdoyla b'achas esrei. So memele, now we will understand why we need exactly these dimensions. That means dimensions were given that the ketana is eser amis, and the gedola is three tvachim more on each side. So memela, it's yud alef amis. So we can understand the necessities of these dimensions if we will accept two facts. Fact number one, we will accept that this Bereis is going according to Rebbe that holds you need two lechayay, one on each side. Fact number two, we will assume that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yossi that the two lechayayim have to be three. The shitas Rabbi Yossi is that the two lechayayim have to be three tvachim wide. So now we'll understand the necessity of these dimensions. Because the shaila is, why does the gdoila have to be six tvachim more than the ktana? Why was it given these dimensions? So if we will say that it's going according to Rabbi, and the minimum reichav of the lechayayim has to be three tvachim on each side. So in order to be matel the gdoila, in order for the gdoila to have a shein pesach, it has to have two lechayayim on each side, which are three tvachim wide. So that is why the Bereisa said that in order for the gdoila to be muta, in order for the gdoila to be muta, it has to be one amma larger than the ktana. So then it's gewaldic that now we understand the dimensions. Now, if we say this is true, and this is the case, the afapikain, the ktana is also, so we see from this, that even though it's nirem mi bachutz, v'shava mi bifnim, afapikain setaygnisht. That means if we will, because our guidelines to understand this Bereise is the dimensions that were given, that it is necessary that it should be one amma larger. So to understand the need of this necessity, we have to say it goes according to Rabbi. We have to say Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore the Gdoila is Mutter, and Ba'afal Pikein the Ktan is Osa. So you see that Nira Mibachutz V'Shavu B'Befnim is Osa. But let us go a little further, then we'll see it again in Rashi. Eloi Amrit. But if you will say, Nire mi bachutz, v'shove mi bifnim, nidai mishum lech. You'll say that's not the case over here. Because in such a case, the ktana would also be muta. So in order to understand why the ktana is also, you have to say, ude rab zeire, ude rabine. Isse. Then you have to say that the akimta of Rab Zeir and Ravine, that it is speaking about, as we have picture 118, that is speaking about, according to Rab Zeir, that the kois like tan is nichnas le gedoyla. Aye, let us say lovot, so you have to say like Ravine, that it is not symmetrical. And you have one side, dalet tvachim, and one side, tutvachim. Now, let us think a minute. If we make this akimta, so we see clearly that Rabbi does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, the minimum size of a lechi has to be three tvachim. Now, if the minimum size has to be three tvachim, is kan shayla ben, so why is the gedoyla muteres? The gedoyla only has two tvachim on one side. So al kochach, we have to say that Rabbi does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. If Rabbi does not hold Rabbi Yossi, so that's why on the left side you could have a lechi of two tvachim. So let's go a little further. Ela I amrit nire mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim nide mishim lechi. So memeilo we have to make an akimte that the koisle haktane nichnasim legdoyle. And we have to say u de rab zeiro de rabine isse. It's nichnasim legdoyle and it is not symmetrical. There is two tvachim on one side and four tvachim on the other side. And if we say this, we have to say the Rabbi leisava loke Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi does not hold as Rabbi Yossi that you need a lechi of three tvachim, the minimum size of a lechi, the minimum reichav of a lechi has to be three tvachim. Is gedoyla? Then I'm going to ask you a pertinent question. So if these facts are true, gedoyla ba'achas esrei lomoli. So why did the Bereis have to specify that the gedoyla has to be six tvachim larger than the ktana? Mimanavshach. Eile mishraya le gedoyla kasi. If he wants to be mata the gedoyla, be'eser ushnei tvachim sagi. So the gedoyla will become muta if it is two tfachim larger than the ktana. Let us look at picture 69. So memela we will give, Elechi will give a minimum shir of a tefach. Taisa says a pilpul if you need mamish a tefach or even less than a tefach. But let's give it a tefach. So you'll have a minimum shir of a tefach on each side. So the gedoyla will be mutter. The ktana will be also because you say it's speaking about to be matter the gedoyla. So we'll make it one, to be matter the gedoyla. Will it's sufficient that it should be tefach on each side to be matter the gedoyla. The ilam misra lektane kosi. But if he wants to, but then we'll have a problem. If it will be two tvachim, so then the ktana will also be mutter. We'll say lavad on each side for the ktana. The ilam misra lektane kosi. He wanted to make this combination. He wanted to say that the gedoyla is mutter and the ktana is also. So therefore he couldn't make it 10 amis and 2 tvachim, because then the ktana will also be mutter. We'll say lavad. So that's why he had to say the dimensions of 11 amis in order to answer the ktana. So we won't say lavud on one of the kaisli ktana because the dimensions are 2 and 4. The ile meisre liktani kasi lashminin. That's why he said these dimensions. So don't say 6 tvachim. 6 tvachim is a very unclear dimension. 6 tvachim, the ktana would also be mutter if it's symmetrical. The whole time 6 tvachim is not mutter if it's not symmetrical. So these dimensions are not clear dimensions to asa the ktana. If ila misrei liktana kosi lashmin in the miflegi tuvis. So say, why do you say it's an amma more? Say it's 2 amas more. So then 2 amas more, however you'll put it, the ktana will be also. Ela lav shma mina nira mi bechutz v'shava mi befnim ein einidin mishum lechi shma mina. Now let us see Rashi and Daf Yud. Rebbe hi da oma beinon beishi yurin the gemara esta kashe. If it's the ktana the kaisli ktana nechnosin legdoilo, so let us say love it. Let us say lavud on the side where there are 2 tvachim, and let that be marsha the ktane. So the Gemara said, no, Rebbe here. It's going according to Rebbe. The oma bo inon bei shiurin lechotzer shall eser hanifretzes b'milu. In order to be matter the pirtze, you need shiurin on both sides. We learned in Abaraise, chotzer niteres bepas echot, im nifretzer loshus harabim, Nishtayer bo mitzad echod muteres, that's the rabbonim. Bshena pirza yaisa me yasor askine, the yaisa me eser le mahani le mechitza la haichotza. So that can never get a teres pesach, a teres pirza. So the Gemara says, hi mai. I amret bishloime mas nisin kedahave shamine lo meikor. If you will tell me that the Mishnah is the way we had first pictured it, and that is the way we have the picture on 69. If you'll say it is like the picture on the number 69. B'muchuvenes ktana kineged emtsoiso shel gdoila. We'll say it is speaking about that the ktana is mechuven in the middle kineged emtsoiso shel gdoila. Umei ha'ama yaseira. And the ama, that the gdoila is larger than the ktana, Nish'aru shloisha lekan. So there are 3 tvachim on this side, shloisha lekan. V'yesh loima. Then we could say a beautiful pshat in the Beraisi. V'yesh loima, we could say, or the v'yesh loi nira mi b'chutz v'shava b'bifnim mishnei ruchay. Now, in this case, the ktana has an nira mi b'chutz v'shava b'bifnim. V'yesh loi, perhaps is better. Yeah. V'afilu hochi, Ktana asure, and the ktana is also the nira mi b'chutz v'shava b'fneim loy mahani. It doesn't help. The ainai nidei mishim lachi. that doesn't make it a lechi for the ktane, because it's shava mebifnim. The bnei achotz mebifnim do not see these two lechayai. The Rebbe b'shnei pasim dechotza, and Rebbe by shnei pasim dechotza ki Rabbi Yosi savala. He holds like Rabbi Yosi. The Omar b'masnisen ein lechi poches miroichev shloisha, that the minimum roichev, the minimum width of a lechi has to be 3 tvachim. The Choshkin passing the Chotzer, the boy Roy, the boy Rabbi Yosi Belechi. So, Memele, if you will say that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yosi, or the Ravine, the Ukme Bemuflogim, Mizeh, Vishnaim, and Mizeh Babo, Ravine that said that it's not symmetrical, less, the Imkain, because if we will say that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yosi, that you need 3 tvachim on each side, the imkain, because if it's the way Ravina says it, lehava mishtari a gedayla. So then the gedayla could not become mutter. If Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yosi, the pas based tvachim, loy mahani. Because Rabbi Yosi holds you need a lechi of gimel tvachim. So memele, so if we will say Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yosi, we cannot say Ravina anymore. Vekivin the lesser of the Ravine, so since we cannot accept Ravine's Mahalach, lesser namil of the Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira's Mahalach is also not a Mahalach. The Uk Mehi Zeftayim v'nichnosim. And the minute you don't say like Ravine, you don't say like Ravine that it's speaking about that there's 2 and 4, no, so that can't be, because if it's 2 and 4, the Gdela would also be also. So it has to be speaking about that it's 3 and 3. The Kivin Dich Mechuvene, so since it is speaking about that it's 3 and 3, Shloisha Mikan v'Shloisha Mikan, and that is the only reason why the Gdela is Mutter. So Memele Knisa Mai Mahani, so what did Rab Zeir accomplish by saying that the Kaislei Aktana Nichnosim in the Gdela? Hokin nichnosim, afil it's coming in, nami ikil mishrayo. Let us see the bach. Nami ikil mishrayo beloved. Mishnei ruches. We can be matarit, beloved, mishnei ruches. Veloi sharin elo. And if we are not matar the ktana, veloi sharin elo, the mekmin elai, benire mi bachutz, v'shava mibifnim eneni din mishim lechi. So if we're not matter, so akochach we have to say, that means we want to avoid Rabbi Bar Avunah's kasha. Rabbi Avunah says, I hold nire mibifnim, nire mibachutz v'shava mibifnim din mishim lechi. So well, I have a problem, here it says the ketan is also, even though it's nire mibachutz. So, Rabbi Zeira said, "Eteret nichnosin kais leketana legdayla." But if we will say that there's 3 tvachim on each side, so memele, so then we can say lavut. So then the ketana should also be muta. Yeah, mishum the v'loy sherin elo mikla benira mechutz v'shal b'vnim ene nidi mishum lachi mishum achi yoiv tane shir la oit v'shal gedayla. So Memele, if we will assume this, that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Zeir is wrong, Rabin is wrong, so Memele, then we understand the reasons of these dimensions. Mishum de Rabbi shnei pasim boy urechav shloisha ki Rabbi Yosi or mishum heta gedayla nakatlo. So that means if you will say this, we understand the necessity for these dimensions, and then it's oiskishpart that nire mi bachutz does not have a teiras lach. Hello, I amret. If you're going to stick to your guns, you're going to say the way Rabbi Bar Avunah. Nire mi bechutz mahani, uktane da siri. So then you have to make cheshbon. So why is the ktane also? Einu taime mishum diesel ad Rab Zeir. Because we were accepting Rab Zeir as a kimte. Binichnos, it's speaking about that the koisli aktana nichnos on the seich agdeila. And also luder avine. And we also have to accept Ravine as a kimte, bimuflogi. That it's speaking about 2 and 4. If you will accept this, G'dayla mishtarye begifufim anishtarim lo. The G'dayla becomes mutter with the gifufim. Me'achay re'aknises. The G'dayla becomes mutter with the gifufim which are behind the knises. Ba'ava pishereicha ve'echad eina ela beis tvachim. Even though the one of the gifufim is only beis tvachim, so you have to say the loisa v'loch ke'rab yoisi. Then it's oishkishpa. If we'll accept Rab Zeir and Rabin is a kinte. So we have to say that we don't, the Rabbi does not hold like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore the G'dayla is mutum. Because the G'dayla is two gifufim, one two tvachim and one four tvachim. Say, if Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi, so why were these dimensions given? G'dayla v'yud aleph, d'yoyv tana shi'ura la'oit v'ama, that the Tana said that this halacha only applies if the G'dayla is an ama larger than the Tana, lomali. Why did he have to give these dimensions? Ile mishraya li G'dayla, if the reason it has to be an ama large, the lahavilo shir mishnates dodim kasi, that he should have enough on both sides. So to have enough on both sides for the gedoyla, the eser ushnait vachim sagi, you do not need 11 ames. 10 ames plus 6 tvachim. 10 ames and 2 tvachim is sufficient. The rabbi loisava lo ke rabbi yoisi. You are saying now, if you're making the akimta, that side by side, on one side there's two, on the other side there's four. So Koch Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. So if Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi, so you don't need that each lechi should be three tvachim wide. So Memele, if he doesn't need to be three tvachim wide, so let's say a minimum is a tefach. If we have a minimum a tefach, so it is sufficient that the gedayla should be 10 ames and 2 tvachim, not 10 ames and 6 tvachim. If the reason of these dimensions were 10 ames and 2 tvachim would be sufficient to be matter the ktana, but it just doesn't matter the gdaila, but just like it's matter the gdaila, it will be matter the ktana also, because we'll say love. So then it becomes we have two lachayim which are nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim v'ilim misrei ktana kasi kdei sheyilchiku kais le'oirech ha'gdaila miknisos v'shal ktana dala tvachim. We can't have two tvachim larger, because we have to have on one side it should be dala tvachim away from the kais le'aktana. The loyalim to the main malavud la mishraya. Ula gemuri, it's coming to teach us. That's why we said this year to teach us. When it's 6 tvachim, it's no good. The ilavachi, but if it's less than 6 tvachim, avashirin ilo lektana benirim ibechutai de lavud. So that's why he gave us these dimensions. He says, you know why the ktana is also because it's 6 tvachim. If it's 6 tvachim larger, the gdayla from the ktana, so then we can make one side 4 tvachim away from the ktana, so then we can say lavud. So then we don't have tulachayim on both sides. But if it would be less than that, the ktana would also be mutal. See, that's why he gave you this shir to tell you in this shir, the ktana is also lishmeinam. G'daylo rechava harbe. Why does he say 6 amas? Let him say 2. Why does he say 6 tvachim larger? Let him say 12 tvachim larger. Lishmeinon g'daylo rechava harbe. Let him make the g'daylo wider than 1 ame from the ktane. Or mevlegi tuve. And it's very wide. You can't say love it. Tave milse de psike. So then you can make your deal. That when the G'dayla is very wide, you can't say Lovud, then the Ktana is also. But if the G'dayla would not be so wide, then you could say Lovud, then the Ktana will be Muta. Then I'll have a good deal. Because the dimensions which are being said now are not clearer dimensions. The Lav Musa de Psikihi. Hayulim of Logi, Mikaisel Zebish Loisha, Mikaisel Zebish Loisha. So Vakelt, since there are 6 tvachim away, you could say, it could still be kosher. You could say love. V'i ha'gdoyla l'chove harbe havitoni. But if the gdoyla would have been very wide, havitoni davagamrina minei, Tvei, the Mishum, then we learn more. The Mishum Afloge Mitzvah. Since it is wife, that's why the Ktana is also, because we can't say Lovot. Say a Shia that you can't say Lovot. Six is a Shia that you still could say Lovot. So say a Shia you can't say Lovot, and then I'll make this deal. That since it is very wide and you can't say lover, that is why the Ktana is also. If you could say lover, the Ktana would be muta, even though it's nira mi bachutz, v'shavu bevifnim. So then I'd get these yediyas. Trekt Rashi, v'ho leka l'meimel dido Ktana b'shiyurin lashmin on the b'hochi yudim mitzvah. Maybe the Tana wants to tell us something else, that this is the smallest shiur that we could have, that the Gdoila is larger than the Ktane, and the Ktane is still awesome. But if it would be any smaller, then the Ktane Al-Kochach would have to be Mutter, because we say love it. So that's shot in the Tane. The Tane wants to tell you, this shear is the smallest shear that the Tane could still remain awesome. Obotzer, Mehochi, like, but less than six tvachim, it will not become also. So Rashi, that is not true. Tabi yud v'dalet tvachim, if the gedayla would be 10 ames and dalet tvachim, nami mitzere, the ktana could also be also. Uchi goin, the muflages bachatzi tefach mikan, we're saying side-by-side, it's not symmetrical. So it could be that there's a chatzi tefach on one side from the ktana to the gdoila, ubishloisha vechatzi mikan. The mishtari gdoila begif of mashu. The gdoila would be mutter because it's a gif of mashu. If we're saying that Rebbe does not hold a kabyasi, so there's no shear at all of the size of the lechayayim. So the gdoila is mutter. Because on one side is a chatzi tefa, on the other side is 3.5 tvachim. Begivu mashu mikan v'shloisha b'chatzi mikan. Oktane mitzvere, and the ktane is also the lack of love of mishnei ruchais. Because on one ruach is 3.5. So memele, so that was the kasha b'kitzer. These dimensions do not, the necessity of these dimensions do not stim according to Rabine and Rabzeire. It doesn't stim. To tell me that the Ktane is Mutter, to tell me that the Gdeil is Mutter, the Gdeil will be Mutter with 10 Ames and 2 Tvachim. To tell me in this case the Ktane is also not true. The Ktane could be also with 10 Ames and 4 Tvachim, the Rashi Moldeis. So Memela, why is he telling me that this Mishnah is speaking about that the Gdoila is 6 tvachim larger than the Ktana. So Al-Kolchoch, the only way I can understand it is by saying that you need 3 tvachim on each side, because Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yossi, and if you say you need 3 tvachim on each side, so we have to say automatically that the Ktana is symmetrical. And if the Ktana is symmetrical, so Mamela we have automatically, and for the Ktana we also have Nirami Bachutz. V'av al-Pikain it says that the Ktana is Osa, so we see from the Mishnah, after this Yediyah from the Baraisa, that Nirami Bachutz v'shavu b'bifnin, eino nidin mishum lechi. That, elolav shmam ino, that's the Loshna Gemara shmam. And that's the only way the Mishrael Gdoilo knocked law, that's the only way the Gdoilo be Mutter. But the Lohachik Tana Asure, the Nirabi Bachutz, Loy Mahani, Shmamina. Period. Zakti Gebore Weiter. Let's just see one Taisvus, or Shnei Tvachim Sagi. So Taisvus is Mesupik, high based Tvachim Lav Davki. The Gemara said, if we want to be Matar the Gdoila, so you can be Matar the Gdoila with 10 Ames and 2 Tvachim, you'll have a Tefach on each side. If Rebbe does not hold a Kabyois, he's a Taisvus Lav Davki, the Homrinin Bishtei Ruchais, Mashu Lakan, or Mashu Lakan. According to If you don't, Yechelik on Rabbi Yossi, a mashu is sufficient. So you can get away with two amis, the 10 amis and 2 mashus. Ve'ein svar eloim ed amashu, lav davki, k'nem rinu v'pek, aloim gabi shidu v'm avoyis, v'sorich lak vi a koshu, v'kame koshu, tefach, even though it says koshu means a tefach, so say mashu also means tefach, dim ken, havel ala frushi, ki osa. There the Gemara says, kama koshu tefach. So, I mean, that's not the normal translation of kosho. And if the Gemara held here, you need a tefach, the Gemara explained. So, Mamela, here also, if that is the halacha, so the, it should have been explicit. Mashu mikana, mashu kama, kama, mashu tefach. Inami. This is not to say another test. Could be the pas gomo. If you have a pas next to a pirtze, sagi, bishnei mashim. So, see, this was put there. To fall the shame lachi. Abul kaisel atzmai, the kaisel, the remainder of the kaisel, loy choshiv pasim loy bereichev tefa, then heker kol kach be kaisel kamei be pas gomo, to give it a teres pesa, so could be a kaisel hanisha, you need a tefa. So could be, so taisvis is mesupik if lamaise, if you need a minimum of a tefa on each side, since it is a kaisel, or you don't need. So the hammer was Meira, we see that Rashi holds you don't need, because Rashi says the minimum case that the Gedola would be also, the Gedola would be Mutter and the Ketana would be also. Rashi says you could make it with 10 Amos and Balot Tvachim, there'll be a Chatzi Tefach on one side and 3 Nef Tvachim on the other side. So for Rashi you see clear that Rashi holds a Chatzi Tefach is also good, not like the second Mahalach in Taisus, like the first Mahalach in Taisus. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yosef loy shemiyo li hoshmaitze. Zot Rashi, loy shemiyo li hoshmaitze, de rabbe baravune, me ravune avua, de nire mi bachutz, nidoin mishum lochi. So Rashi is a little unclear, but the Ritva is very clear over here. The Ritva explains that Rav Yosef said as follows. That Rav Yosef was a mekurev to Rav Hune. Rav Hune is given a gavre rabbe. Rabbe bar Rav Hune? No. Then I find a young man, but it's given Rav Hune. So Rav Yosef said, this shmaitze that Rabbe bar Rav Hune says, I never heard this b'shem Rav Hune. So that means this aloche, that nire mi bachutz, v'shava mi b'fnim, is a good lechi, this is not Rav Hune's ashtik teire. It's Rabbe bar Rav Hune's ashtik teire. But it doesn't originate from Rav Huna, because I never heard this from Rav Huna. Rav Huna would have said this, I would have heard it from Rav Huna. That's what he's saying. So Memele, so in other words, Rav Yosef was saying, so Rabbi Rav Huna holds like that. No. But it's not Yisoy Dosoy Maharei Kodesh, it's not Nishman Rav Huna. That is Pshat and Rashi. The Leishmili Hashmaite, the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, that what Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, I never heard this from Rav Huna. I never heard this from his father. The nirim ibuchutz nidim mishum lech. So memele, so it's not so faleslech. Om alei abaye, hat abaye gezog, what are you telling us you never heard it from Rav Huna? At om altanelo, you told us over, b'shem Rav Huna, that nirim ibuchutz, v'shavu mebifnim is good. You told us over that it's good, b'shem Rav Huna. The mice is Rav Yosef Zekor, and he was sick, and he forgot many things. So that's Pshat, so Abaye told him, you told us over B'Shem Rav Huna. And this memra of Rav Huna you told us. What did you tell us? Omar Rami Bar Abe, Omar Rav Huna. Rami Bar Abe said, B'Shem Rav Huna, Lechi HaMoshech Im Daphnei Shel Movi Toches Midaled Amos. Alechi HaMoshech im Daphnei Shel Mavui. Let us look at picture 120. Alechi HaMoshech im Daphnei Shel Mavui. But to explain the picture a little better, this is how the Rishonim explained the picture, where this Lechi is, the mavui, the kaisel hamavui, was shorter than the kaisel hamavui on the other side. And the, when he added the extension of this lechi, now they're both the same size. We'll see why we have to say this. Rabbi Kaponim, in the Rashba wants to say, lechi ha-moshech, the lechi was, that extends, im doifnei shel movi, together with the other doifnei of the movi. That's how the Rashba wants to say pshat in this maimah, to ensure that we should realize that the other Kaisel HaMovoi is parallel to this Lechi. Okay. That was this memory. Now, just let's study this picture for 1 minute. So if we'll study this picture, we see as follows. This Lechi is Shove Mibifnim. That means someone who's standing inside the Movoi, he doesn't see that there was a Lechi. By him, it looks like one long Kaisel. So there's no heker of the lechi from the person standing inside. Mibachutz, if you stand outside, so you see that the kaisel ended before, it's a short kaisel, and the lechi is protruding from the kaisel. So the kaisel is, the lechi is nire mibachutz, v'shove mibifnim. Now let us come to the memre. So the memre is as follows. That the Omar Rami Bar Abba Omar Rav Huna. You told us this memre b'shem Rav Huna. Lechi Hamoishech im Dafnoi Shel Movoi. If it is extending with the Doifin Shel Movoi, so the halach is as follows. Poches Midalad Amis. If the length of this lechi that is protruding is less than Dalad Amis, Nidain Mishum Lechi. Here's a shem lechi. Umishtamish im chudoi hapnimi. And you could be mishtamish im chudoi hapnimi on the inside. Yeah, im chudoi hapnimi. Dalet ameis. Im chudoi hapnimi means from the chud hapnimi, that means from when the lechi ends, that's when you can be mishtamish. It means to say, you cannot be mishtamish bein halachayayim, cannot be mishtamish in the area between this lechi and the kaisel. You can only be mishtamish im chudai apnimi. Chudai apnimi means where the lechi joins the kaisel, that's called chudai apnimi. From there and further into the mova, you could be mishtamish. But bein halachayayim, you can't be mishtamish. So he said as follows. So halacha number two. Halacha number one was, it's less than baladam. Halacha number two, umishtamish im chudei apnimi. He could start carrying from the chudei apnimi. Dalet ames, that is, if the length of this lechi is dalet ames, nidin mishum mavui. So now it has a shem mavui. The osali ishtamish bikuloi, then, so it doesn't have a teiris lechi, a lechi that is dalet ames long. Dalet ames long, that is the shir of a mavui. So then it doesn't have a teiris lechi, and it needs a mishum lechi. Then the osa lishtamish bekula. Then one is not permitted to carry in the whole movi, because it doesn't have a lechi. A lechi that is dalet ames long, and it needs a mishum lechi, ela mishum movi. That, you told us over this memory, va'at amrit lo nalo, and when you told us over this memory, you told us, let us diagnose this memory. What do we see from this memory? So you said as follows, Shema mino tlas. From this memory we can learn out three halachas. Shema mino bein l'chayayin osa. Bein l'chayayin is osa. Because he said you can only be mishtamish im chudai apnimi, from the inside side of the lechi. You can't be mishtamish the whole oirech halechi. From where the lechi connects to the kaisel, from there on and further in, you can be mishtamish. So you see, bein alachayim, Rav Huna holds bein alachayim is osa. Ushma mino meshech movoi ba'alba. And if he says that till dalad amais, if he says till dalad amais, we can use it for lechi. So you see that the shir movoi, the minimum shir of a movoi is dalad amais. Now let's just tell zech 1 minute on this. The Rishonim ask a kasha, we had before a machlokes, Rabbi Yosef and Abaye, what the minimum shear of a movi is. Rabbi Yosef held the minimum shear of a movi is dalet tochen, and Abaye held that the minimum shear of a movi is dalet ames. So memele, that's one thing. And number two, we learned that a filu Rav Yosef that said that the minimum shear of a mavoi is dalet vachim, lafuki mishem lechi, you need dalet am. That's what we had learned before. So now, there's a tremendous problem over here. The problem is that how did Rav Yosef of all people say that from Rav Huna we can see that the minimum shir of a mavoi is dalet am is, Rabbi Yosef himself said before that the minimum shir is dalet vachim. Va'afal pikein lafuki mishem lechi, you need dalet am. That is the kasha that Rishayim asked. Before we were speaking about of a lechi that was going in the reichev of the mavoi. A lechi that was going into the reichev of the mavoi. Let us just a picture. Let's say picture 32. Lechi aboilet midoifnei shel mavoi. With a lechi that is going into the reichev of the mavoi. Now, a lechi that is going into the reichev of the mavoi. So, be'emesin, this was put the way a lechi should be put. It's going in the right direction. It is going to be soisim the mavoi. So, kaponim, so here Rav Yosef held that since reiv mevois were not built less than dalet ames, even though halachically it is sufficient a mavoi should be dalet vachim, but since no one made a mavoi of dalet vachim, this is a very rare case, reiv mevois were of dalet ames, so memele. So if we have here a lechi that is going in the ruach revis and wants to be soisim the ruach, so memele, as long as it doesn't look like reiv mevois, it has a shem lechi. What's wrong with this lechi? It's soisim the ruach revis. It's breiter, it's achnach besser. So it has to look like a mavoi. Now, if you'll take a census, reiv mevois were built dalet ames long. Who made a mavoi of dalet vachim long? So memele, if it looks like a mavoi, that means it's dalet ames long. So memele, so then they passed it. If it doesn't look like a mavoi, even though it has a sheer mavoi, but they didn't pass the lechi because nothing is wrong with the lechi. That is if the lechi is going towards the reichev of the mavoi. In our case, picture 120 and page 20, the lechi is going on the oirech of the mavoi. So the mele here, the halacha would be, if this is going the length of a koisel hamavoi, and this has a sheer mavoi, so it would zicha be possible. We could zicha not use it for a lechi if this is the oirech of the mavoi and this is the length of a mavoi. So the mele, if Rav Huna would hold that the sheer mavoi is dalet vachim, so dalet vachim would be possible. You can never be machshir such a lechi. He doesn't have to look like a mavoi. As long as it has a sheer mavoi and it's going ba'orech ha-mavoi, this is a mavoi, this is a mavoi b'fnei atzmoi. You can't use this for a lechi if it has a sheer mavoi. So if Rav Huna said that till dalet ames you could use it for a lechi, so we see Rav Huna hold that the sheer mavoi is dalet ames. So memele, that's what Rav Yosef said. Rav Yosef personally hold that the sheer mavoi is dalet vachim. But he's saying over b'shem Rav Huna, I see what Rav Huna holds. Rav Huna holds, if it is going the length of the mavoi, so memele, as long as it has a sheer mavoi, it should be possible for a lechi. This is a mavoi b'fnei atzmoi. And if he says till dalet ames, it is kosher, so he holds that the minimum sheer of the length of a mavoi is dalet ames. That's the second shmamina. Shmamina nira mi bachutz v'shova mi b'fnim. And if it is less than dalet ames, we say it is matir the mavoi. Now this lechi is nira mi bachutz v'shova mi b'fnim, and it's matir nira mishim lechi. He holds. That was a biased time. It wasn't Rabba Bar Rav Huna's Ashtik Torah. It stems from Rav Huna. You yourself said over
That we see the Ravun holds nire mi bachut is nire mi shemlach. Period. Zog the Gemara behilchese. That is the halacha. Nire mi bachut shava mi befnim nire mi shemlach. The paskum nire mi shemlach. Frag the Gemara. I don't understand. Tiyufte. We just had before. We figured out from the previous Baraisa that the Baraisa to give a shear that the Gdoila is 6 tefachim larger than the Ktane. From that we figured out that the Baraisa holds that nire mi bachutz doesn't have a teiras lechi. And now you're coming to tell me, vehilches nire mi bachutz nire mi shum lechi. Tiyufte, efta, tiyufte, et vehilches the Gemara en, mishum de toni rabchiye kevosei. We hear on daf tesam et beis, toni rabchiye, that nire mi bachutz has a teiras lechi. So we hear, so this baraisa that rabchiye said over was a baraisa that went through the yeshiva of Rab Chiya. Rab Chiya gave a temple on that baraisa. So that's an authentic baraisa. That's a muskim tike baraisa. This baraisa over here that says that it has to be 11, this is 11 amas, this is 10 amas, this is not Rab Chiya's temple. So if you want to know what the halach is, you have two baraisas. You have a baraisa that holds nirem ibachut is sufficient, and you have another baraisa says it's not. And one went through Rab Chiya's yeshiva, so the meila mishum de toni Rab Chiya kibosei, so the meila. Therefore, we paskin like that. Zot Rashi, lechi amoishech im doifnei shamovi luchut shenire kemarich es doifen hamovi. From what he's doing by adding the lechi, it looks like he's extending the doifen hamovi, shemamit chudoi, the edge of the lechi, the inside edge, keneged oivi hadoifen, opposite the thickness of the doifen. This is all in the picture 120. The mechase chudoi ba'oivi shel doifen, the chud is mechase da oivi shel doifen, the shavu mibifnim, so from inside it looks like one long kaisel. If you stand outside, you can see that this is not an extension of the koisel. Shein chudai shalechi mechase kol oive hadoifen. It is not mechase the whole width of the whole thickness of the doifen. Sherochav mimenu, because the doifen is wider than the chudai shalechi. Bekulai bechol amovi, one is not permitted to be mishtamish if it is daladamis, one is not permitted to be mishtamish in the whole movi. You don't have a lechi because it's daladam. Shema mino meshech movi arba midekama niden mishum movi. That's why you can be mishtamish movi. Elocha yain mosa midekama atchudei apnimi. Shema mino nirchus ushal bifnim niden mishum lechi midekama niden mishum lechi. Tiyufte veilchese. Well, I svina imechotzek tanish nifritzol agdoila. The toni rabchiye kevosei. Koisel shetide echot konos. Yes, and the Mele, that was the Baraisa we had before, so therefore we paskin that Nizam mi bachutz, v'shavu mi bethnim, is a teres lachi. Zok the Gemara Vaita, a new sugya. V'harachav mei eser yemayit. We hear in the Mishnah and Bach Beit that if first the Mishnah delved about the maximum height of the goiva hamovui, the goiva hakoire, and then the Mishnah spoke about the maximum width of the ruach revi of the mavui. So the Mishnah said, "Varoch of me eser." If the pesach of the mavui in the ruach revi is more than 10 amis, you might you have to make sure to be memayit it, so it should only be 10 amis. More than 10 amas has a Torah spirit. And then we have in the Baraisa that Rabbi Yehuda holds Eino Tzorich, Rabbi Yehuda's Cholik by Rochav, he holds that you don't have to be Memayitet. On Arabai, you're telling me, this is the Baraisa we had had in the Beis and the Beis, Barochav may Esa Yemayit, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Eino Tzorich Lamayit. So that means even though it is more than Esa Amas, it is also kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda. How wide can the ruach revi be? Sovar av achi kameid rav Yosef lemeimer ad shaloish esrei ama ushlish. it could be till 13 and a third amos. The kal v'chaima mi pasei birois. Now we have a very nice picture, picture 121. We have here pasei birois. Now pasei birois, let's just understand the picture. We have here in the middle, we have here a reshus harab. This mokim is a reshus harab. And in the middle of the reshus harabim, by the gimel, we have a be'er, we have mayim, which is a very important necessity for the oiler rigolim. They're coming up with their behemoths. So memela, they need mayim. But there's going to be a tremendous problem. If you'll take out water from this be'er, and take it out and put it in the reshus harabim, it's rachman and it's long. So you're making a itzah. This dalid was yutvachim deep. So you're making a hitzah from a reshus hayochid into reshus harab. So the problem is not vikum tekatzib of the vasa, it's how do you get to the water. That's the problem over here. You want to drink the water for the oiler regolim, and what are they going to do Shabbos? So there's a heter of pasei birois. Pasei birois, as we see, so we, on all four sides, there are 90 degree angles of mechitzis. It is an amo al amo. And in between these four right angles, there's an area of 13 and one-thirds amos. And this magic number came about because we see you could put two rafkes of shvarim, this dalet poros in a rafke, you can put in between these two right angles, so that's how we got the shear of 13 and a third. Al koponim, till 13 and a third amis, the whole thing, this whole area gets a din of a reshus hayochid. This pasi berois make that this whole enclosure is a reshus hayochid. So if the enclosure is a reshus hayochid, so then you'll have to take out the water from the be'er and put it outside of the be'er. We made from a reshus harabim a reshus hayochid with pasi berois. So now the Gemara makes a kal v'chaimah. Oma pasi berois. Sheitarto behem poritz meruba loimet. We have a moiridike kul over there. Looking at the mechitzes of the pasi berois, it's poritz meruba loimet. On each ruach, you only have a mechitze that is, we have one ameh on each side. And in the middle, you have a pirza of 13 in the third ameh. So there's a meshunidike kulah. By Pasei Birois, that even though the mechitzes are porutz meruba loimit, is avulei tata bem yoyse mishloish esrayam oshlish. Uma Pasei Birois, sheitalta bem porutz meruba loimit, you amata porutz meruba loimit, leitalta bem yoyse mishloish esrayam oshlish. Mobut. So even though we made a moira de kekula in the mechitze, avol kaponim, when it came to the pirze, we said we can only be mata a 13 and a third ame, mavoi, which we were machma by mavoi, shleitaza by poros meruba loimet. A mavoi needs that it has mechitzes on three sides. If it's poros meruba loimet, we won't be mata at all. So we were machma by mavoi. So we were machma by mobi, ain't I din shalaitate by yoysim misholish esrayam oshlish. So you can't be machma more than pasi beroi. We were machma more than pasi beroi in the hilchus mechitza shaboy. I've had to give this, we should be machma on the hilchus pilza shaboy, because thereby pasi beroi so also were machma. But the Gemara, if you're learning from pasi beroi, it's fun as a keltis for it. But here on the center. Pasi beroi, sheitarta ben torot meruba loimid. Maybe there's a sfor of a kert. There we went overboard. We were matter, we made meire de kekulis in the mechitzes. We said torot meruba loimid. So therefore, leitarta ben yoysim, mishalish esrayam oshlish. Mavoi shaloi hitarta boi torot meruba loimid. There we were machma. We said that you hit your name about torot. So memeilis, when it comes to the pirtze, Tate by Yaisim Yud Gimel Amis Mishlish. So Memele, so here we're saying two svaris, that it should be Yud Gimel Amis Mishlish. Two svaris, the vial should be 2 hours, that if this is more chomer, it can't be more, but, or maybe there's a svar of Hakel, or Kaponim, whatever you have over there, you can zikha have over here. Inami. So these are svaras to be matter 13 amas vishlish. Inami li idach gise. Pase berois akilus bulchat kul akilabokul achina. Could be over there, we were forced to be mekel. For the oil of the gullet. So the mele, so there you see our mekel. They were mekel that they were matter poets mubaloimit. So the mele, they made another kula that you could have a pirze of 13 and a third. Movi klalo klalo, but could be movi, you have no legitimate reason to be maker. So the two tzadim are, could be, you could learn out from movi, from pasibirois. You could learn out movi from pasibirois, and if you do learn out, then we'll come to the number of 13 and a third amis, or could be pasibirois is bechlal, another sug, there was a tzayach lahokol, so they were maker all the way. So Mela, we have no Mekoyis. You can't learn that from Pasir Berois. Rabbi Yehuda holds Rochav Me'eser is also good. That's true. But the number cannot be derived from Pasir Berois. Zog Trashi. The Trashi. Pasir Berois. Ad kama Yerochav lo yeitzorich lamayit Rabbi Yehuda. Pasir Berois sheitarta ben sholish esrayam ushlich. It's not a peg shiny. Oysen pasin le Berois shebeshusara. Bein amukim asore. It is 10 tvochim deep. One is not permitted to be memala from the birois. Shemaitim shusayach lishusarab. Betiru chachomim lasis abod the yumdim labor peyis. You're permitted to make four right angles to the four corners. Ushab yer beina pasim lishusayach. To make the beina pasim lishusayach. The mutal lamalis. Vishori rabbi Yehuda laharik zemize. And between one diyamid and another diyamid, you're allowed to be marik meloi shnei ratkoi shal arbo boka, two sets of boka, v'uvye shal pora amo ushnei shlishi, amo babalo shloisha sayamo shlishi shmeina boka. Ma v'yane senes midas ushata mevi bo isali yaisim shalisha sayamo ushlishi lamovoi, Mishum time with late tile to boy polis mulabaloim, but he and he sent his time laheta. Sosamodika mid buit, Mishimachi, late tile to boy yash, Mishloisha Sayamishlish, Avamovi, the Lube Sosam, Shari Beit Veit, so the sword should be mut even more. Inamili the Kisid, late Aisalami Pasibiro, Sila Hosam, who the Kaltabo, Kula, the Mashat labor polis mulabaloim, Akonami Kulachit, and Labi Hosha Pesar, Sloisha Sayamishlish, Klalo Klaloi, Tremi Esaloi. That's fair. The Rishonim say, he says, klor in the barayis, it's more than Esa. The Rishonim say, means you can't learn out from possibilities. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tony Levi, Movi shehu rochav esrim ama. You have a Movi that is rochav esrim ama. So it's otay doch nisht. It's rochav me Esa. Noyetz kone bem tzayisoi vidaya. So let us look at picture 122. So you take a kone and you put it in between the pirza of Esrim Amo, and the mele, so now will come out, will only be Esrim Amois on each side. That's a braisa that Levi said over. The daya. Who tonelo? He said over this braisa. But it's not halacha. So let us see Rashi. What is wrong with this Eitze? The Osi Avire, the Haigise, Mavatale Lekone. If you wanted to be Mavsik the Pirze, by putting this in the middle, fakert is a svare, osavire, bahaigise, mavatale lekone, so it's like the kone is non-existent, so we're back to our pirze of esrimamas.